Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
And we're doing a quick run through the best new albums out on April 26th, starting with Nick Murphy and his latest release, Run Fast, Sleep Naked.
It's been a longest year, you know, trying to live on my own with a certain kind of love. Oh, that I question that all, couldn't see the signs for help. I didn't know much, but I couldn't see the limits to my own. Damned if I don't, damned if I don't know. All these people I've avoided, there could have been you there somewhere. All these faces I perform with, to tell you the truth I always should. Wondered if you would hide from me too now. The places I've been, oh, oh, so, my
This is Nick Murphy. His new album is called Run Fast, Sleep Naked, and the song we're listening to is called Sanity. Stephen, Nick Murphy's better known and formerly known to some as Chet Faker, and this is his sophomore full-length release and his first album in 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I feel like Chet Faker's been around for a really
right.
long time, but he put out one record in 2014 called Built on Glass. Big hit, had big hit songs. But then for the last few years, Nick Murphy has traveled the world alone with a microphone in his suitcase
right.
and recording in places where that he felt like inspired him.
Yeah, he recorded his vocals in Tokyo, New Zealand, in his grandmother's living room, and he says that he was trying to find different shapes and colors from around the world and finding ways to put them all together. I think there's just such a great sense of play and adventure on this, and there's some really thrilling moments on the record, too. I want to play a bit of a song called Sunlight that really knocked me out. I think that's badass. I really love this song, Sunlight. And then you also have, though, these moments on the record that are just so quiet and strange. He has a song called Novocaine and Coca-Cola that ends with 2 minutes of what could only be described as the sound of Novocaine. And you hear these sort of distant, sort of scraping sounds, like maybe someone in the next room's getting their teeth worked on. Really strange, but I love the adventure in this
record. And you wouldn't think you'd want to listen to that.
Right.
but here we are. Yeah, he's an interesting guy.
Nick Murphy is the artist. His new album is Run Fast, Sleep Naked. Let's go to another standout release for April 26th. This album out today from Rodrigo y Gabriela. It's called Metavolution. This is Rodrigo y Gabriela. The album is called Metavolution, and this song we're listening to is called Terracentric. And for this one, we're joined by NPR Music's Felix Contreras, host of NPR's Alt Latino. Welcome, Felix.
Hey, Robin. What's happening?
This is the kind of stuff I listen to, and I think, man, I want to learn how to play the guitar really, really well.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, right. It's complete opposite of that little ambient thing that they had at the end of the Nick Murphy
exactly.
thing. It couldn't get any more different.
Well, like Nick Murphy, though, this is Rodrigo y Gabriela's first album in 5 years. Tell us what they're doing on this one.
You know, the press release that came with the album said that they wanted to look inward, right? So there's a lot of thematic. Some of the song titles reflect an inward self-reflection thing. But all the songs sound like this.
You know,
there's lots of
drive,
lots of really incredible guitar work. And I guess that there's a sense of a mindfulness, I guess you call it.
Yeah,
whenever,
sure.
You know, whenever you're in that moment of playing music. The whole album's like this. Everything is up. There is not a single track on there that slows the pace down, except for their tribute to Pink Floyd.
And that tribute is their cover of the Pink Floyd song Echoes, which I thought, how audacious to, to put this
it's
on.
It's pretty audacious.
It's like, who covers this song that for super fans of Pink Floyd fans like me, I think is untouchable. But let's hear how they pull it off. This is a little bit of
Let's hear all 19 minutes.
Of them doing Echoes. This is just a little excerpt.
Wonder, I think they're just about at the 20-year mark in their career, and I always wonder, it's like musicians like this, what do they do to keep it fresh,
right?
Yeah. Like, how do you keep going back to that well?
Especially when your sound is so distinct.
Exactly. But this is why I think the Pink Floyd thing works, because it's their sound, but they stretch it out and do a lot of different things with it, and they nailed it.
Yeah. Without lyrics or electric guitars or synths or drums, just the two of them with their guitars. But they are remarkable, remarkable musicians. Rodrigo y Gabriela, the album is Metavolution. Felix, stay with us for one more standout release for April 26th. This one comes from Jackie Mendoza, and it's called Love Hurts. This is Jackie Mendoza. Her album is called Love Hurts, spelled L-U-V and then H-Z for like megahertz,
right.
The hertz symbol. Love Hurts, and this song is Puppet Angels, one of the stranger tracks on it. You know, she submitted a song to last year's Tiny Desk contest, and she was on the Austin 100.
In 2018.
In 2018. Wow. And tell us who Jackie Mendoza is and what she's doing on this
Jackie
one.
Mendoza, she was born in Tijuana. She grew up in San Diego. And, you know, that part of the country and that border right there, all the innovation is on the Mexican side. And this goes back decades. But there was a collective within the last 10 years of these electronic musicians, Mexican electronic musicians, who were mixing things like norteño and cumbia with electronic. So there's already a tradition there that she's going to draw on. Then she adds in a little bit of Juana Molina, the Argentine.
Yeah, I hear
you.
You
know, oh my God, I love her. And then I can hear some of that in this. You know, same thing. It's a little wacky. There's a little unexpected sound collage stuff.
Yeah, there's just this summery quality to her music, just this radiant bilingual pop. It's so funny. I thought she was much bigger. I just assumed with how incredibly catchy her music is that I just thought she was already all over the place. And so I think she's going to be.
Yeah.
She manages, I think what I like most about this music is that she manages to make it a little dark and foreboding, but somehow entirely inviting. It makes it a world that you want to step into.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, finesses it really well. Jackie Mendoza is the artist. Her new album is Love Hurts, L-U-V-H-Z.
I love that.
All right, thanks, Felix.
Thank you, guys. Have fun.
We've still got a handful of other albums that we want to highlight for this week's New Music Friday, but first let's take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from BetterHelp, online counseling by licensed professional counselors specializing in issues including depression, stress, and anxiety. Visit BetterHelp.com/songs to learn more and get 10% off your first month.
Hey there, it's Joshua Johnson, the host of 1A. Often the news is full of hot takes and snappy comebacks, but on the Friday News Roundup, we take the time to go deep with guests who know the big stories inside out. Catch the Friday News Roundup in the 1A podcast on the NPR One app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson, and we're doing a quick run through the best albums out on April 26th. We start the second half of our show off with the singer Josh Ritter and his album, Fever Breaks.
Good evening, may we say again how pleased we are that you've come in. The day was long, your bed was soft, still there's some names we're crossing off. Says here by your file, you have been so loyal, brave, and true. We need not fret, you need not fear, and so we come to why you're here. Torch Committee now confirms the truth of rumors lately heard, that there come monsters in our midst, well disguised and carefully hid. Anywhere and anyone, the root of every evil done, but you will help us root them out, the Torch Committee has no doubt.
This is Josh Ritter. His new album is Fever Breaks, and this song is The Torch Committee. And this one's a bit of a journey, Stephen. Maybe it starts off really, really quiet, but let's scooch ahead to the song and hear how it evolves here. There was a moment when I was listening to this album where I thought, okay, I guess he's just kind of getting back to fundamentals on this one and going to play it kind of safe. And then I got to this part in the song, and I just thought, wow.
Yeah, The Torch Committee is a knockout song, and you get a sense like he's still 20 years into his career, 10 albums into his career. Josh Ritter still has a ton of ideas and still has a ton to say. You know, this particular song is sort of about the cruelty of bureaucracy, but he's not necessarily putting that fine a point on it. You have to pick apart what he's saying and the meanings of unpacking what that sense of foreboding is all about. He's still just such a smart and advanced songwriter, and part of what's interesting about this record, Fever Break, is he's working with new collaborators, and he's working with some of the biggest and hottest names in Americana music, namely Jason Isbell, who produces this record, and his band, the 400 Unit, which works as Josh Ritter's backing band on this record. And so they bring a little bit of this Southern rock to the arrangements that really hammer home Josh Ritter's words. And I've loved him as a singer-songwriter for almost all of those 20 years. And it's just exciting to hear him continue to push forward with new and fresh ideas and new and fresh collaborators.
Josh Ritter, the new album is Fever Breaks. Let's go next to a band I know you love dearly, Stephen, the Mountain Goats. Their new album is called In League with Dragons.
We come
This is the Mountain Goats. Their new album is In League with Dragons, and this beautiful little song is called Clemency for the Wizard King. And let's just get it out there right now that this whole album was inspired by Dungeons and Dragons. And when I heard that, I thought this has got to be a joke. But I thought it came off as just really masterfully done and very thoughtful and moving.
Yeah, I've been sitting here while the song's been playing, just chuckling about how I have to sum up the career of John Darnielle of the Mountain Goats in just a few seconds in order to talk about this record. John Darnielle has been making music as the Mountain Goats for roughly 25 years. And his early recordings are these bare bones. They're recorded on a cassette, like boombox. Yeah. And you can hear, you know, ceiling fans and stuff in the mix. And over time, his music has gotten slicker and more polished and proficient. As conceptually, he's reached farther and farther and farther away from these white-knuckle songs about human failings. So in 2015, he made a record about underground wrestling called Beat the Champ. In 2017, he made music about outsider culture, a self-explanatorily titled Goths. Mm-hmm. And this record is at least inspired by Dungeons & Dragons, but it is not entirely about Dungeons & Dragons. Dungeons & Dragons is a jumping-off point for stories of human failings that are as far-flung as a song called Doc Gooden about a washed-up baseball player. There's a song called Waylon Jennings Live. Actually, can we hit a few?
Yeah, let's hear a little bit.
At least the first couple lines of the song Waylon Jennings Live.
Drunk at the Meskwaki Casino, right where God intended me to be. Looking up at the one man in this room who's handled more cocaine than me.
First of all, the band is masterfully doing this lightly countrified folk music.
Yeah.
It sets a scene so vivid. He has established where he is. He has established what he's like. He's established what his life has been like. There's so much in just those few little lines. He's such a masterful songwriter. I think it's appropriate that when an album inspired by this Byzantine game has this Byzantine quality to it where it feels like it should come with maps.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the reasons it worked for me is there are also moments on the record that felt like a portrait of childhood, yeah. You know, that at least for some of us who grew up with that game back in the day. But like you said, it's also just of humanity and warts and all. The Mountain Goats, the album is called In League with Dragons. We have one more album that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but as always, there are a bunch of other notable albums we should mention, starting with the rapper Schoolboy Q. His new album is called Crash Talk. We tried desperately to get the music early enough so that we could include it in this program, and we weren't able to do that, but it is definitely one of the biggest releases of this week. Aldous Harding has a new album out called Designer, and we just had her on the show recently, or we'd also be playing more of that. And Kevin Morby's Oh My God, we just had him on as a guest DJ. Oh My God is out right now, along with Local Native's album Violet Street. I think it's actually the best record they've done in a long, long time.
Yeah, that's an exciting one. Man, there are a lot of records that came out this week that we're not getting to, and there's a lot of different reasons we're not getting to them. There is an album by Pink out today called Hurts to Be Human. That's numeral 2, letter B. There is a new album by the Cranberries, their final album called In the End. Singer Dolores O'Riordan died recently, and the band took demos of her final recordings and completed an album around them called In the End. It is sad to hear. She's already greatly missed. The drone metal band Sun, which is stylized Sun, S-U-N-N-O, close parentheses, close parentheses.
It's the
close
sun glowing.
It's a little icon in the band's name, a drone metal band that you can really get lost in. That album is called Life Metal. You can actually hear it in NPR's First Listen series. Craig Finn from the Hold Steady has a new solo album, The Completion of a Trilogy. It's called I Need a New War. We could go on and on. There's a lot this week.
I'll mention just a couple others, and that's King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard has a new record called Fishing for Fishies that I thought was really great. And also Otoboke Beaver. Do you remember the Japanese punk band Otoboke Beaver? We talked about them in our South by Southwest coverage this year. They finally have a new record out today as well called Itekoma Hits. All of those albums out on April 26th, along with the last record that we want to feature on this week's New Music Friday. It comes from the artist known as Soak. The album is called Grim Town.
At
This is the artist known as Soak. Her new album is called Grimtown. The song is Maybe. This is Bridie Mons Watson, a singer from Northern Ireland. We all loved her debut record back in 2015 called Before We Forgot How to Dream. That one was almost like experimental folk.
Yeah.
And this is, she kind of goes all in on this euphoric pop.
She is a very introspective singer-songwriter who's written a lot about subjects like imposter syndrome and also just coming of age as a young queer person in Ireland. And this record is a little bit more of a concept record about what she calls, quote, a dystopian I've created in my brain, me on the inside, processed into a pretend location. So Grimtown that she's referring to is her way of making her mindset a physical place and then writing about that. So, you know, it's a lot of songs about the entry into adulthood, but also feeling in crisis at the same time. And man, anybody who has ever entered into adulthood, which is to say all adults,
right,
have experienced that feeling of you are no longer technically a child. So you're supposed to have everything figured out, which, of course, none of us do at any point.
Right. I love how she starts the record. She starts the record with a song called All Aboard, and it's basically her welcoming everyone to Grimtown. Here's how it starts.
Welcome aboard the southbound Lassitude 432 to Grimtown. If you are standing, please continue to stand. There are no additional seats. Please note, this train is for the following categories of passenger only. Recipients of universal credit or minimum wage, the lonely, the disenfranchised, the disillusioned, the lost, the grieving.
The conductor says this train is only for those passengers, but it feels like what she's saying is this is what this album is for.
Right.
If you're lonely, disenfranchised, yeah, disillusioned, lost, grieving, or if you're a recipient of universal credit or minimum wage, then this album is for you.
This is the album for you. Interestingly, the voice in that recording is her grandfather.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. Soak is the artist. The album is called Grimtown. That'll do it for New Music Friday. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Robin.
If you want to hear full versions of these songs, plus that new Taylor Swift cut that is out
yeah,
this week.
So much.
And there's a new Bruce Springsteen song out and other new music from the week, go to Spotify and search for NPR's New Music Friday playlist. You can also listen to it on our website. That's npr.org/allsongs. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of great music.